Good evening. Thank you for your patience this evening. Welcome to the Manasquan School District's Board of Education's regular Public Board of Education meeting for March 21st, 2017. Our call to order opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sandy, could you please have the roll call?
Mrs. Bassone. Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. De Palma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore. Mrs. Garrett Muley. Mr. Hovater.
Here.
Mr. Lafredo.
Here.
Mr. McGarry. Mrs. McGarry.
Here.
I'm sorry. Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale. Mr. Warren. Madison Decklinger. Carly Grogan. Christopher Driscoll. Mara Farragher. We have quorum.
Thank you. Our mission statement: Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and a rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public: oftentimes it may appear to members of our audience, the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it's placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the Committee of the Whole and closed executive session of February 21st, 2017, and the regular public meetings and closed executive session of February 28th, 2017. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Catani, do we have a second? Mr. Lafredo, any questions? Sandy.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. Hovater.
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carrie.
Seeing no student board representatives, I'm sure we'll have a thorough report next month from our student board representatives. That takes us to number 8, our presentations, and I will turn it over to Dr. Casey.
Thank you. Can we move to the podium, please? Again, thank the Board of Education for their focus on both staff and student achievements. Tonight marks one of my favorite times of the year because you have an opportunity to congratulate those who have been chosen our Teachers of the Year. Before we get into tonight's presentation, I would like to read something that I received today. Today, 8th graders Bridget McCarthy and Freddie Vermeer. Colleen, did I say those names correctly? Thank you for that. It makes me feel wonderful. Performed original slam poems at the Middletown Arts Center. Bridget McCarthy enthralled the audience with her poem, Dear President Trump, and earned the highest score of 10 from each judge. Freddie Vermeer held the audience spellbound as she slammed elegant poachers. Freddie also earned high marks from the judges. Both Bridget and Freddie captivated the spectators and earned respect from the featured poet who attended the event. They competed against 8 schools and approximately 45 students and came in first and second place. The reason I start with this evening is I am going to invite everyone tonight to come back in April. I'm going to invite both of our poets to present to the Board of Education. So if you'd like, you can come and hear them. I can't promise cake, but we might have cake. So for Bridget and Freddie. Tonight we're going to recognize our students of the month. And I think it's appropriate to start off these meetings by focusing on exactly, I agree, how these students were chosen. Each child who is chosen acts as a role model for his or her peers. They are academically motivated, they demonstrate leadership in and out of the classroom, and a positive school attitude. They're involved in extracurricular activities, and they perform school and community service activities as well. We recently had visitors from, Jesse, where did those visitors come from today?
Bridgeport.
I know that. But I want to get Jesse involved. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Old Bridge Schools.
From Old Bridge Schools. And those people who came were administrators or directors. And if you could just tell the board and the audience who's here this evening, what was their takeaway? Even though we have great technology and we have wonderful staff, what did they say about the superintendent? I'm only kidding.
I'll withhold those comments. Generally speaking, when they left, I think it was fair to say that they were overwhelmingly impressed by what was going on in our classrooms. Again, aside from the technology, and also a comment I heard several times was how polite and how wonderful our students were. And that was great.
And all kidding aside, students are who they are because of the community and the families. And I want to thank you for that. That was one of my proudest moments today when I heard about the excellence of our children in the classroom. That's great. So these children who were recognized this evening stand out as the best of the best. The ELD students, Teenagers of the Month, how were they selected? This program is designed to recognize outstanding young men and women for achievements in school and community, focusing on the fine arts, hobbies, athletics, church, school, club, and community service, industry, and farming. Their accomplishments should be recognized and praised as they are. Tonight, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manasquan High School Students of the Month, Matilda Marks, Senior. Matilda, are you here this evening? Please come forward. You receive a certificate of appreciation and some Wally Bucks.
Full Thank on. You.
Do you have a little speech prepared or not?
No.
No? Okay. I'm sorry.
And our junior, Ariel Falkenberg. Ariel. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our high school students of the month, our sophomore, Dylan Scott. Dylan?
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our freshman, Danielle Lyons. Danielle? Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our Manasquan Elementary School Student of the Month from grade 8. Come on up, Emma. Emma Cunningham. The Manasquan Board of Education. I pronounced that.
That's good.
Thank you. Congratulates our Manasquan Elementary School Elks Student of the Month, Anthony Bizzazza.
Did you say your last name right?
Yeah.
Great. Anthony,
great.
I'm impressed with the way you're dressed.
Yeah.
Very, very sharp. Wonderful. Thank you. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manasquan High School Elks Teenager of the Month from grade 12, Samantha Bauer. Samantha, can I ask you a question, please?
Sure.
I am correct, Samantha.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, I was just making sure. Tonight, I have great pleasure in focusing on our Teachers of the Month as well as our Teachers of the Year. And as we do that, I'd like to start with a poem. Bear your indulgence, I'm going to read it. You could all see it on the screen. Oh. Teacher takes a special person to teach a child in class to just keep his or her attention. In a world that moves so fast, to show a child he is unique with talents deep inside, to help to build his confidence so he can beam with pride. To show a little patience for a child who lost his way, to a child who feels abandoned, who has seen better days. To inspire and to motivate so a child can learn and grow, to go into this big wide world that has its highs and lows. You are a special person. You always give your best. And for every child who has your class, their life is truly blessed. I want to dedicate this not to just the teachers who are here this evening, but to our entire staff. But again, the teachers who are here tonight are the best of the best. Congratulations to those. Let's give them a round of applause. Not yet. Harry Harvey, Teacher of the Month. Harry has been an employee of the Massaquan School District since 1994. Harry teaches English and also has been the ping pong club advisor, film appreciation and analysis, and he has a screenwriting class. The reason I paused is because I looked up all the ratings that we have for our teachers who are here this evening, and a perfect rating that through the equation the state gives us, just to quickly move to that, is a 4.0. Both in the years 1415 and 1516, Harry, you were almost perfect. But I knew that without looking it up. 3.84 overall summative rating, which is really impressive. The students in Mr. Harvey's screenwriting class, I'm going to read some excerpts I picked from observations that I saw, if you don't mind. Before the bell, and immediately tried to pull up their screenplay outlines. Students learned to how to set up a dialogue. Mr. Harvey went to check out student progress several times and returned to work on the next section with the group. While the teacher focused on the format of the screenwriting that had to be used, he also modeled use of strong adjectives, verbs, and how to use a lot of words sparingly. He also explained the need to get the screen on one page. To do this, he said they would revise their work. The class circled up again. Mr. Harvey distributed a sheet which had the first scene that they had just typed with notes specifying, describing what they had just done. One student asked about voiceover. Mr. Harvey said he would work with the student individually. Again, Mr. Harvey expressed his excitement and he enthusiastically sent them back to their computers. The key to Harry's teaching, I believe, is his enthusiasm, his student-centered nature, and his knowledge of what students should know for 21st century skills. So I present to you this evening the Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month, Harry Harvey.
Can I just thank, real quick, I just want to thank Tilly Marks, who chose me to be the Teacher of the Month. And Tilly, if you don't know her, this is great recognition for her. She is an amazing student, but even more than that, I just want to point out, she's just so funny, if you don't know Tilly. And this is what makes her so special to me. So we did this project in AP, a satire project. It was kind of like SNL. So you know in SNL, and characters roll in, like you old folks might remember, like Rosanna Dent or something like that. So Tilly, in her group, she plays three different characters in three different, you know, costumes. First, she plays Hillary Clinton. Hilarious. Then she plays, after we won the football championship, a few old folks in town complained because the sirens were really loud. She played an old man complaining about the sirens. And then she played Vladimir Putin's wife. And Tilly, real quick, stand up. Do your Vladimir Putin's wife accent and nickname that you give Vladimir Putin.
Oh my god. So her name is Ludmila Putina, and she said that Putin called her, Putin is Putin.
Vladimir's nickname is Putin. What is his pet nickname for you? And this is real, she looked this up.
Fat cow.
Which is a pretty good satire of Vladimir Putin. I think she's great. Give Tilly Marks a round of applause.
Christine Slowowski is a teacher of the month in the elementary school. Christine has been employed at the Manasquan School District since 2010. Christine teaches third grade and is the drama teacher, and she'll also do some examples when she comes up. Her overall summative rating was 3.95 over the last 2 years. Ms. Slowowski is extremely enthusiastic and positive with her students. Her classroom environment is very engaging, and her students are always engaged and motivated to participate in all instructional activities. The students understand Mrs. Slowowski's expectations for both their work ethic and their behavior, and they reach the bar on a daily basis. Our teacher of the month from the elementary school, Christine Slowowski. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your turn.
Yeah, so I'm totally gonna talk about Emma now. So I was nominated by the gorgeous, lovely Emma Cunningham. And it's just so fitting that she's student of the month because, and this is going to sound like a total, like I'm advertising our show, but in 2 weeks we're doing Legally Blonde at Manasquan, and Emma's playing Elle Woods. And I couldn't think of someone better for her to embody, because if you know the story, Elle Woods is a character who is fun and makes everybody else around her rise to the occasion. And that's really what Emma does. She's just such a good leader. I always say I don't look for leads, I look for leaders, and Emma's a leader. And really the lesson Elle learns at the end of the show is just to be true to yourself. And I was not true to myself when I was like 14 years old. I think it's one of the hardest things to do, and she does it so gracefully, and she does it so beautifully, and she's just such a great example of what every eighth grader should want to be, and as a future mother, of what I hope someday my eighth grader will be like. So thank you, Emma, and just always be here.
Carmen Rodriguez has been chosen as a Teacher of the Year from the elementary school. Carmen has been employed in the Manasquan School District since 2004. Carmen teaches elementary school plus a first grade transition class. She's also a special education teacher. Her overall summative rating for 15-16 was 3.84. Mrs. Rodriguez is very focused on the Manasquan community and the families that encompass it. She dedicates her time through school websites, her teacher homepage, her teacher written letters to parents, her daily emails, which contain an explanation of teaching methodologies, procedures, and programs. She forces a great relationship with her fellow faculty members by sharing resources and materials. She's an avid supporter of the Wilson Reading Program and techniques, and shares her knowledge with her staff. The Teacher of the Year in the elementary school, Carmen Rodriguez. When a teacher gives a child the love of learning, life becomes full of promise and possibility. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
No Hillary Clinton or anything?
Oh, I love my impersonation.
The Manasquan High School Teacher of the Year is Paul Battaglia. On the screen are two books that have been, one written by Paul, one co-authored by Paul. Paul, I hope you don't mind, I thought that was very important to show your professionalism tonight. by illustrating Noah's book.
Appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you. Paul has been an employee of the Manasquan School District since 2001. Paul teaches high school math. His overall summative rating for 15-16 was a 4.0. So Paul is perfect. Mr. Pitagoras' explanation of the content in his classroom is imaginative and connects with students' knowledges and experience. His enthusiasm for teaching and his subject matter motivates his students to achieve their full potential. Mr. Pitagoras continually makes efforts to relate his lessons to the real world. He provides background information necessary for students to fully understand the context of each lesson. Mr. Pitagoras' interactions with his students reflects genuine respect and caring for the individual as well as the class as a whole. All of the teachers who were presented awards this evening, if you were to enter their classroom, you would see learning going on at a very high standard. I'm very proud of them as I am of the staff. Without them, we wouldn't be where we are as one of the top schools in New Jersey. The teacher who was chosen for Teacher of the Year for Manasquan High School, Paul Pitagoras.
I only have 105 students, so I just thought maybe I'll start with Summer, I'll talk about you, and then we'll kind of close the line. Thank you.
The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our high school girls swim team, Central Group B state champions. And I'm going to call up, if we could, our coaches. If we could, Craig Muren and Kimberly Ward. Could you please come forward?
Hey, congratulations.
Coach, could you say a few words?
Sure.
You too, Kimberly, if you'd like.
Yeah. Coach Ward always seems to run away when it's time to speak, but I'll take it on. We're really blessed here. We have a tremendous team. Well, there was a lot more girls there on that last picture, but we've been real fortunate the last few years. We've been undefeated for the last 3 years during the regular season, this year we won the state championship. And we won the division for the third consecutive year, our second straight state championship. And we are real fortunate. We graduated a ton of talent, but the girls here did an outstanding job. It's a lot of dedication. Our season started all the way on November 7th, and it ended on February 27th. So it's a four-month process, and their dedication is unbelievable, and their talent is outstanding. And Kim and I are super lucky to be their coaches. So.
Before you sit down, and okay. Coach is very humble. I know you have over 300 wins, and he's one of the best coaches in the state. We're very fortunate to have him. He built the program. I'm sure you started out with a lot fewer swimmers than you have here,
right. And
you built it to where we are today. I'm very fortunate to have Craig not only as a supervisor and a teacher, but actively engaged with coaching. He does a wonderful job. Thank you. And now we'd like to focus on the athletes. The athletes will receive a certificate of appreciation, Wally Bucks, and this picture that we just saw. So every athlete will get that. Carolyn?
Banasiak.
Carolyn? Carolyn's home doing homework. Sydney?
Lassie.
Sydney? Maggie Brennan. Maggie, thank you for being here.
Great job.
Sarah Brennan. Thank you. Great job, sir. Madeline Condon. Brielle Cook. Erica Cornell, Catherine Degnan, Catherine Durura. Catherine? Megan Durura. Summer Farron. Kelly Finn. Lauren Knapp, Haley Hines, congratulations, thank you. Julia Homer, Emily Homer, Morgan Eagle, Megan Judge, Michaela Keystead, Michaela Keating, Kit Krieger, Madison Lopez, Olivia Lynch, Colby Mallett, Catherine Marriott, Abigail McHugh, Isabella Mead. Hey. Emma Morris. Catherine Patrone. Maya Pryor. Elizabeth Roberts. Brielle Roberts. Marie Schobel. Summer Smith. Thanks for being here, Summer.
Thanks.
Lindsay Starkey. Lindsay. Rachel Lee Wall. Bridget Walsh. Thank you for being here.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming.
Michaela. Wagesniak. Michaela? Where is it? 2016-17 Manasquan High School champion swim team. Now we're going to take a 5-minute break and we're going to have some cake. Ladies, please have some cake before you leave.
We're going to reconvene the meeting.
Kate?
Maybe?
No, Acme. Thanks.
Yeah, the new Acme. The new Acme. The new super Acme. Thank you. We're going to reconvene.
She really is.
This time? Yeah. We welcome everyone to stay, but if you choose not to, we understand.
As they run for the exit.
That brings us to number 9, our superintendent's report. And I will gladly turn it over to Dr. Cajun for his report.
Thank you. In regards to our enrollment, total enrollment as we speak, 1,579. High school, 949. Elementary school, 630. In regards to our attendance comparison, fire drill reports, suspensions, and tardy reports, fire drill reports. High school, February 3rd, we held a shelter in place. February 20th, we had a fire drill. At the elementary school, February 3rd, we had a state lockdown drill. February 27th, we had a fire drill. Both the high school and the elementary school met the state statutory mandates for safety and fire drills for the month of February. Regards to our harassment, intimidation, and bullying monthly report, there are no harassment, intimidation, or bullying reports for either the elementary school or the high school. We do have a revision in our district calendar. Everyone was sent the district calendar because of the snow days. May 26th, the district will be open with early dismissal. And also, as we had to extend our school year a day, we'll also have an early dismissal that day. I believe, Lynn, that's June 21st, correct?
I believe it is, yes.
We were approved by Homeland Security for our SEVIS program, as I sent you notification in the Friday packet, which I will bring us students into the district, and the board would have to arrive at a tuition cost for these students. It could be anywhere from, it's set between $24,000 and $35,000 according to the district. So we will have future discussions about this as committee of a whole, so we can decide on how many students you'd like to bring in, how many open seats we have, and I will also contact Department of Homeland Security and find out exactly what countries they're now offering to us to take foreign exchange students. Also with that, we are currently involved in our meetings for our facilities regarding the referendum project. And we had a meeting yesterday with both the architect, the engineer, Garrison and Edwards, as well as Train. Train are the HVAC controls and materials that we use in the elementary school. So the district has made a commitment to Train, so that's what we're going to be using in both buildings. The reason I'm bringing that up to you tonight is when we had discussed fixing the HVAC system in the elementary school, we talked about the controls. But it's more than controls that we have to look at. We also have to look at the mechanicals that are being used to heat and cool the classrooms in the elementary school. Because when they were installed, the engineer that installed them, they believed they weren't installed properly. So, having said that, we're going to commission Train to come in and tell us exactly what the problems are. But I want the board to understand that we have $500,000 earmarked for this, but it's not just about controls. Our goal is to make sure we know exactly what the problems are, so those problems can be solved once and for all. But we might be discussing mechanicals. Okay? You sure can.
A few years back, we hired Dome, and they were supposed to come in and tell us where the flaws were, what we needed, whatever.
That was in 2011, I believe.
Okay.
And you also had somebody come in 2006.
Right.
And I broached those questions yesterday in our meeting. And the verbiage they used for me, Train, was that they have to conduct a forensic investigation because they haven't been here since they were actually here in 2011.
Right.
And at that particular time, their designation was that the system that we have was not designed by the engineer for the usage that this elementary school needs. So having said that, they couldn't give me specifics unless they went out and did the commission. But we did, Lynn brought that to their attention, and then I reiterated it, because we knew exactly what you said.
Right.
We went through the documentation. 2006 you had this, 2011 it was supposed to be fixed,
right.
And here we are in 2017, and we're looking at it again. But we will make sure it's fixed.
Well, that was my question. What did Dome do for us? They were supposed to come in and fix it. They were supposed to come in and tell us what needed to be fixed.
Well, I think from this particular report that we get from the commissioning, I think then you'll see exactly what was done and what wasn't done.
So is there any way to go back to Dome and say you didn't do the job? Well, we paid you to fix it. It's not done.
I think it's unfair for me to refer this to Lynn, so I'm going to refer it to the attorney after I say that I believe the warranty lasts usually about 2 years. As you know, two years, so I think they'd be on the warranty.
We'll have to explore it. Okay. I mean, there's too much open for me to tell you definitively.
Okay.
But the reason to go through the process of the commissioning is so that we don't revisit the same problems that were there when we arrived. We weren't here then, most of us. So as we go through this process this time, we're going to learn from the mistakes that have been made in the past, and we're not going to accept that answer this time. Because we've heard, since I've been here, we've heard from different people the same thing. Over. That the system never worked properly. We're not going to go through this process again and accept those answers.
Right. That's why I thought Dome was supposed to have corrected that for us. They were supposed to.
And according to what Dr. Cajun said was Dome brought train in. They brought them back.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
But it doesn't seem like that it was the answer.
Well, the answer they gave us was that the system was not designed for the usage that the elementary school has. The engineer who designed it, who's out of business right now, designed it differently.
Well, yeah, we found that out.
It's just another way of giving us the same answer that we've always gotten. It never worked properly from day one.
No.
That's the answer that we've always been given, and it's just another way of wording it.
But we knew that. They didn't
Correct.
Have to tell us that. We
right.
knew that.
A third grader could tell you that.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
We'll get it fixed. We're going to get it fixed. With that, it brings me to my last bullet. Lynn, do you have anything tonight? That is the superintendent search. Be aware that there'll be an ad in the paper, Star Ledger, on Sunday, and then the following Sunday, and every school district in the state of New Jersey, only a few in Ocean County, but all of them, Monmouth, Middlesex, Bergen, Essex, will also receive from us that email with the notice of the superintendent search that we filled out. So it will be publicized widely. Anything?
Just that we're going to be in the coming weeks putting together the superintendent search committee. So if anybody would like to serve that committee, just send Lynn or I an email, or just tell me, and we'll take it from there. We can have four Manasquan, myself, and one Senate district, I think, would keep us under, correct?
As long as you're under.
If we have six, we're okay, right?
You should be fine.
Yeah. So it's not first come, first serve. If you show an interest, then we'll put together the committee after that. I'd like to see some people maybe that haven't served recently on some of these ad hoc committees like finance and other things, maybe come forward if you're so inclined. There will be some time to it because we'll be going through the resumes with Dr. Cajun, then we will be setting up the interviews and follow-up interviews. So I mean, there will be some time to it, but as we expressed last week, this is the most important job that we're tasked with, so we should take it seriously, obviously.
That concludes my superintendent's report for this evening.
Do we have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report?
Yes.
Mr. Serena, emphatically. Seconded by Mr. Hoveter. Any questions about the superintendent's report? Sandy.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Hoveter.
Yes.
Mr. LaFretta.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carrie.
That brings us to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board should be recognized by the presiding officer to give their name, addresses, and any group that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, the evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or discipline of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anyone from the public like to be heard on the agenda items? Seeing no one, that takes us to the Manasquan General items. Does anyone need anything separated out in items 11 through 21? 11 through 21 are the Manasquan items. Do we have a motion for 11 through 21? Mr. Catani, a second. Mr. Lufredo, any questions on items 11 through 21? Sandy.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. Hobiter.
Yes.
Mr. Lufredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carrie.
And our Manasquan Senate District items numbers 22 through 30. Would anyone need anything separated out 22 through 30? Do we have a motion for 22 through 30? Mr. Serino, do we have a second? Mrs. McGarry, any questions on 22 through 30? Sandy.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. Hobiter.
Yes.
Mr. Lufredo.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carrie.
Does anyone have any old or new business that they would like to discuss? I would just like to remind everyone that at 7 p.m. in the elementary school gymnasium, it is the annual Manasquan Elementary School Science Fair. Twice delayed, but ready to go at 7 p.m. Anyone? And do we have anyone from the public who would like to be heard on any items, agenda, or otherwise? And there is no scheduled executive session this evening, so that brings us to everyone's favorite, number 34. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Yes. Mr. Lufredo, second.
Yep.
Mr. Serino, all those in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it.